Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. The true prophet of God in Old Testament times was one of the most respected leaders among God's people. His responsibility involved speaking God's message in God's words to God's people, including the kings and other leaders in Israel. If the prophet failed to deliver God's word to the Jewish people, and they suffered loss, God would hold the prophet accountable. On the other hand, if the prophet revealed God's word to the people, and they failed to take heed, they were responsible for any suffering which accompanied their disobedience and rebellion. But the prophet had delivered his own soul. Ezekiel 3:15-21 outlines what God demanded of his prophets and of the people who heard those prophets. God promised the Jews that he would raise them up a prophet like Moses. The prophet would come from among the Jewish people. God would put his words in the mouth of the prophet, and the prophet was supposed to speak only what God had revealed. If the prophet did not speak the words God had revealed, God would punish that prophet. Deuteronomy 18:15-22. The Jews apparently were anticipating the coming of the prophet God had said he would send. The Jews asked John the Baptist on one occasion, "Who are you?" He confessed and denied not, but confessed, "I am not the Christ or the Messiah." John 1:19-20. They then asked him, "Are you Elijah?" And he said, "I am not." "Are you that prophet?" And he answered, "No." John 1:21. There can be little doubt that the expression "that prophet" was based on what I have read to you from Deuteronomy 18. Incidentally, we have an inspired interpretation of who the prophet was to be. In Peter's sermon on Solomon's porch in Jerusalem, he said to the Jews, "Repent therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul who will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people." Acts 3:19-23. As great as those Old Testament prophets were, and they were among the greatest men who ever walked God's footstool, they are not our guides for doctrine and practice. They still have vital meaning for every Bible lover, but their words no longer specifically bind Christians. Is that not what the Hebrew writer meant when he wrote, "God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spoke in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world." Hebrews 1:1-2. Jesus Christ is our prophet. Whatever he commands us to do is precisely what God requires of all people. Let me illustrate what this means. Jesus said to the Jews, "If you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins." John 4:24. If we want to be saved eternally, we must repent or we are going to perish. Luke 13:3. We must confess Jesus before men and then be baptized in the name of Christ. Jesus himself said, "He who believes and is baptized shall be saved. He who does not believe shall be condemned." Mark 16:16. Then we must live every day for our Lord in order to be saved. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless and keep you.